from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
1-1 swung on, hit deep to center. On the run is Páez. He's looking up, and he won't get it. It's gone! And Kyle Schwarber with his third home run of the night. He's gone to left. He's gone to right. And now he goes to center. It's 9-4 Phillies.
What a night for the Phillies. What a night for Kyle Schwarber, which means, of course, beers on Kyle today. Yards Brewing. Download the app. Hugh Douglas, Phillies win last night. And really, they won primarily because of Kyle Schwarber. We gave some credit earlier to Johan Rojas coming in, right, helping with the catch, helped with some good at-bats. He got on base. I thought Tyler Phillips was, he grinded through that game, and he showed some guts out there because the defense wasn't good behind him early. But Hugh, last night was about Kyle Schwarber. We keep saying this. When the top of the order hits, they're going to get back on track.
Yeah.
And he didn't just hit last night. He drove in 7 runs. I mean, yeah. three home runs last night.
He got tired of it going the way it was going, and he said, I'm about to do something about this.
Well, he's on fire right now. And, Hugh, it's beyond just him being on fire. It's the season he's really put together here because remember last year we had all those conversations about how he's hitting under 200 and he shouldn't be the leadoff guy. You know what his batting average is this season? It's 261. He's really changed his game. I mean, he still hits for power. I don't know if he's going to get to 40 home runs this year. But he's hitting .261. His on-base percentage is .390. He's really had, I think this is his best year as a Philly, Hugh. He has been probably their most consistent offensive player the whole year. Because Bryce has had ups and downs. Trey got hurt, has had ups and downs. Schwarber's been like that constant for them the whole season.
Yeah, I mean, he hasn't changed much, man. But when you talk about, like, the catalyst, like, there is truth to that. But I think in most people's eyes, they look at Bryce. Bryce is the guy that on any given night, granted, he didn't have a great night last night, but on any given night, he's going to be looked at as the guy that's going to get the team going.
So here's what I think about that. I mean, I think most people would probably say, and we'll find out, actually, we could talk about it right now. If people... Actually, I think most people, if you ask them, who's the Phillies MVP? It's just going to be like a reflex. People would say Bryce Harper. I mean, he's been a guy we've talked about as the National League MVP. He's won two actual National League MVPs. But I believe their most valuable player is Kyle Schwarber. He's the most consistent offensive player they have. He's the one right now. He has 27 homers and a .390 on base. There's only three other players in baseball that have matching numbers or better in those categories. Shohei Ohtani, Aaron Judge, and Juan Soto. It's pretty remarkable the kind of season he's having right now. I think it's his best one as a Philly. Hugh, I believe that Harper's their best player. you might call Trey Turner their X factor, because when he gets super hot, it obviously makes their offense even better. And they have some really important players. But Hugh, I really believe their MVP is Kyle Schwarber. It just feels to me as he goes, they go. You know, you go back to some of the postseasons in recent years. As he goes, they go. I think about the home run he hit against the Padres and Yu Darvish all those years ago. There's a lot there. I believe Schwarber is their MVP. All right, 215-592-9494.
94 WIP breaking news.
What do we got, Tucker?
After 11 seasons in the NFL, Nick Foles has officially announced his retirement from football.
We got an announcement from Nick Foles?
We do. We have an announcement video. I haven't gone through it yet.
All right, we'll get to that. How about that? Nick Foles putting up... I mean, he's kind of been, retired for a few years, it feels like. Did Nick Foles actually play in the league at all last year? I don't think he did, right? Because we talked about him last summer as a potential backup quarterback. So congratulations to Nick Foles. 11 years in the NFL, officially retired, and... I would not be surprised, Hugh, now that he's out of the league, if the Eagles retire number 9.
No, they...
They should.
Well, Josh Sweat said they weren't giving out number 9.
I know.
No, I thought, like, you know what's funny? When you were saying that, I was like, you know, he retires an Eagle. I thought that's what you were about to say. I didn't think retired a number. I don't know. It's a possibility. He has a statue. So, I mean, it's not... I don't think you're saying anything that's far-fetched. You know, when you talk about Eagles lore. I know that my Twitter feed about to blow up now. People thinking I'm saying disrespectful stuff about Foles. I'm not. I'm just being practical in my thinking when I think about what he has accomplished.
So would you retire the number? I would. I'd retire number 9.
You know, there was something to be said. Like, I do recall when they were talking about retiring 20. I remember Mr. Lurie saying something about nobody ever wear it again or something like that.
Sometimes they do it like the soft retirement where they don't give it out anymore because they haven't given out 9 since Foles left.
Okay, so yeah, maybe there's something to that.
But there is a difference between that and putting it up in the stadium, right? Yeah. Like there's a difference there and putting it up at Lincoln Financial Field. 215-592-9494. We'll play the Nick Foles retirement here in a second for you as he announces his retirement. He's my favorite Eagle quarterback. He's the one that brought the Super Bowl here, and I loved watching him play, especially for whatever reason in this uniform. Nick Foles was just better. I mean, I've never seen anything like it, where one player could bounce around the league, but in this spot, in this uniform, he was better.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, man, and that's the relationship. Oh yeah, it's on the internet now. That's the relationship that he has here, and that's the relationship that you need when you have a quarterback. Like a symbiotic relationship. Yeah. Doug pushed all the right buttons. There's no question about that. Him and his relationship, Nick Foles and Doug's relationship on that run was phenomenal.
Yeah, it was. It was. And he got the best out of him. And Nick had some great moments 2013, but that run was the best of Nick Foles. Congratulations, Nick Foles. We'll get you the retirement speech here, or at least his announcement in just a couple minutes. 215-592-9494. All right, a lot to chew on today. Sirianni hurts. Who is under more pressure this season? I believe it is Nick Sirianni. Hugh believes it's actually Jalen Hurts because the Eagles could look to get another quarterback or move on if he's not as good as we want him to be this season. Would you agree that Kyle Schwarber is the team MVP? So where do you come down on this, Hugh? Is he the MVP or is it Bryce? Because I think that's...
So you're living in the moment, and I respect
that. No, I don't think I am.
I mean, there's been moments, but...
Well, okay. Obviously, I'm saying this off of a 3-home run
game. Yeah, that was huge, and you needed that last.
But if you look at the totality of the season, he's almost caught Bryce. So his batting average is .261. Bryce is .274. They're almost even. He has a better on base. His slugging percentage is pretty similar. He has more home runs. He has more runs batted in. He scored more runs. Like Bryce's slump, now added to this hot streak by Schwarber. Their numbers are pretty even now. It's not like Bryce has had a remarkably better season when you had the whole thing together.
Yeah, but I like part of the reason why I'm hedging a little bit, Joe, is because of the aura that is Bryce Harper and what he's been like. And part of it, I'm not gonna lie, has to do with last year. A lot of the time we were on Bryce Harper watch for the Fashionista. Not so much this year, or I haven't seen it that much this year. But last year with the cowboy boots, the overalls, and things like that. He's a big part. Like every week there was something new that he was bringing to the table that got people excited as far as his wardrobe was concerned. I think that has a lot to do with it. When I think of MVP and the catalyst and the guy that everybody looks at, I'm going to stay with Bryce. I'm staying with Bryce.
I think Bryce is their face of the team. I think he's the best player on the team. But I think their leader and their most valuable player is actually Kyle Schwarber. 215-592-9494. All right, can we hear the Nick Foles retirement announcement here? We'll get back to your phone calls here in a second on all this kind of stuff. So Nick Foles officially retiring from the NFL after, what was it? Is this 11 seasons? He was drafted 2012. Here's Nick Foles making the announcement that he is officially retired from the NFL.
It's crazy to be in this moment looking at this camera, officially announcing my retirement from the NFL. From the first day I was born, my dad put a football in my hand. He must have known something because that became a dream of mine since I've been a kid to play in the NFL, and I will be forever grateful for that. It's been such a special privilege to play for Philadelphia, St. Louis, Kansas City, Jacksonville, Chicago, and Indianapolis. To the fans of the NFL around the world, thank you for making the game so special. Y'all are the ones that bring the energy in the stadiums. Thank you. Specifically, thank you to the Philadelphia Eagles fans. Thank you for all your support from 2012 when I was drafted to 2017 when I came back. You truly made playing in Philadelphia the most special experience in my football career. To all the coaches I had in my...
I have a question. Did you put the dramatic music behind
it? No, he did that himself.
That was there.
That's a lot.
That adds to it.
Yeah, it does. Because there's somebody out there right now. Yeah, there's some people out there right now crying.
I mean, there's some heartstrings being pulled
out. Yes, and it's going to be a lot of, which it should be, not hating, but it's going to be a lot of, we appreciate you, Nick Foles, and people are going to be crying, and it's going to be a lot of folks
well,
in their feelings.
You know when it officially will happen to the point you're talking about? September 16th, the home opener against the Falcons, the Eagles will officially, or he'll officially retire as an Eagle that day. So he's going to be here for that game.
Oh, yeah, people are going to go crazy.
You know, I need the highlights of when he threw the ball off of Keanu Neal's knee in the divisional round against
what
the
about
Falcons.
The home opener in 2018, where they played the Falcons on Thursday night?
They did. They've had a lot of Falcons memories with Nick Foles. So Nick Foles officially retiring after last year felt like was the last chance he had, and I wanted him as the backup last summer, and it didn't happen. I got two quick Nick Foles things in terms of stats that always blow me away. Hugh, do you know Nick Foles still, after all these years, with Carson Wentz having a good run, Donovan, Jalen, Nick Foles has the highest pass rating in the history of the Eagles. Higher than Jalen, higher than Wentz, higher than Donovan, higher than Randall, higher than any quarterback that's ever played here.
Small sample size.
It's not really.
Kind of.
No, it's probably just as many games as Wentz. Close to it.
Okay, Wentz. I give you Wentz, but not Donovan and Randall.
No, Donovan definitely. I mean, Donovan's played more games at quarterback than anybody. Yeah. But it's not that small of a sample.
And again, people, because I don't...
What
like,
a hater.
Wins,
unbelievable.
Because I don't feel like y'all coming at me today because I'm not in the mood, because you're gonna get the horns. But it's like Nick Foles caught lightning in a bottle, and he was special here. No doubt about it. No doubt about that, man. No doubt about it. And he had a run in that playoffs where, man, he was money. He was easy money sniper.
He also had 2013 as a starter here.
Yeah, I remember
he was a
that.
Pro
yeah.
bowler, and he did have 7 touchdowns in the game. The other one, and this might be my favorite Nick Foles stat. In the NFL history, so this is NFL history, he has the highest completion percentage in the history of the playoffs of any quarterback that has ever played.
And man, he balled out, man.
And it wasn't just the one run, because he played well the next time, too. Well enough to get them to the division round, and they almost beat the New Orleans Saints. Nick Foles, higher postseason completion percentage, Tucker Bagley, than, Tom Brady or Patrick Mahomes or any of those guys.
It's just weird, isn't it? And he caught lightning in a bottle, but he did it a few times.
I know.
Like, he did, 27-2 in 2013, the run in 2017, and then 2018 when they seemed, kind of left for dead. They went to Los Angeles, they beat the Rams, they beat the Texans, I think, December 23rd, the day before Christmas Eve, and took him on another run. Well, like, it's just...
Yeah, he
it's
like,
so weird for a guy to have, he didn't have the pedigree, he wasn't a first-round pick, he's never really handed the starting job here, was ripped away from him a couple times, was always just himself in big moments. It was the moment was never too big for him.
Yeah, I think the part about him, Hugh, that was always so interesting is when he got hot, it wasn't just hot. It was like Hall of Fame level good for very
yeah,
brief.
He balled.
So
man.
That.
I can't deny that. He did ball out.
The run Tucker mentioned in 2018 when Wentz was out for the season with the back and he came back in. I think the last game of that year, they needed to win to make the playoffs. They were playing Washington down in Washington. I think he had 25 straight completions at one point in the game.
He went 28 for 33 that time.
He was unbelievable. I mean, when he was good, he was unbelievable. Nick Foles officially retiring. The news just came out. 215-592-9494. All right, everything on the table here. Sirianni hurts. More pressure this year. You can react to the Nick Foles retirement news. I believe the team should retire his jersey. And is Kyle Schwarber the Phillies MVP? Are you ready to say it? Always a lot of conversation around Kyle Schwarber. Is he the team's MVP? I believe he is. And, of course, we have ourselves Hughes Clues to give away a pair of great prizes. David in Westchester. David. Hey, David.
Hey, gentlemen. Joe, you're going to have to change the name of your fantasy football team. Now that he's retired, you can't bring back Foles.
Long live Foles. That's what I'll make of that.
All right.
Retire number nine. Should they retire number nine, David?
They should absolutely retire.
Tell Hugh Douglas, retire number nine.
And you got to retire. If you retire at nine, you got to retire 54. How's that?
You can't retire 54.
But Jeremiah Trotter Jr. is wearing it.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Well, they can retire it after Jeremiah Trotter's done.
Well, he's got a long way to go.
Started. Yeah. You got some time. You got time. But, I got where you're going, though. We got you.
Yeah, you got me, Hugh, right?
Yeah.
I always get the back. I don't want them horns. As far as the Phillies go, man, like these West Coast trips they're horrible. I mean, I've been staying up to watch a game and had to call off from work today just because I'm so tired. But thank God they are finally back. I mean, I'm excited about it again. You know, they got me going again. They got the blood pumping, and you know, I'm just like, this is great. You know, this last month was just the worst month of the summer. You know, it was hot and they weren't winning, and yeah, and I think now they're back and they're going to be on track. So
yeah, I mean, David, the crazy part is that they went that bad month there and they sandwiched it with series wins over the Dodgers. They swept them here and then they beat them out there, and then they couldn't beat anybody else in between.
Yeah, I'm thinking there's not a team in the National League that they cannot beat. I think they can take on all comers there. What I'm still worried about is there's one or two teams in the American League that they can't beat, and that's who they're going to be facing, you know, at the end of the season, and that has me a little worried.
Yeah, so I don't feel that way. I don't view anyone in the AL that way. Obviously, the Yankees had their way with them a couple weeks ago, but I think they could beat anybody, David. Now, some of those teams like the Orioles and Yankees are very good, and they'd be challenges in the World Series for sure. But I don't look at them as unbeatable. David, I'll say this about the Dodgers, though. I know the Phillies won 5 out of 6. That Dodger team, next time we see them, is going to be a little different. They'll have Mookie Betts back. They'll have the guy they just traded for from St. Louis, Max Muncy. They'll be tougher in October than they were the last month or so.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and every team in October is actually even tougher.
Sure.
You know? Everybody plays up, so yeah. But I'm excited going forward here, you know, again.
Well, look, they turned it back on when they had to. David, we appreciate the phone call. And this is a fun series this week because this weekend they're in Arizona starting tonight, Hugh, for a 4-game series. So a little rematch of last year's NLCS.
Yeah, but I think historically they don't really do well in Arizona.
No, they do not.
Yeah.
No,
well, they got to change that. Got to change that.
Yeah, hopefully Garrett Stubbs didn't talk about the pool this week.
No,
yeah.
Probably not.
And the Diamondbacks are playing very well. 215-592-9494. So the Nick Foles retirement just came down. I believe Schwarber is the MVP of this Phillies team. Can we hear
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trout, pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Schwarber last night after the game. Schwarber after the game talking to the TV booth after 3 home runs and this team finally getting a series victory.
Great win, great series win. Phillips, you know, went out there and grinded out for another inning for us, and that was big. And kept them there 4-1. And, you know, we were lucky to go out there and felt like the... Felt like, obviously, with Hazy going down, Rojas did a really good job stepping in there. Was ready to rock and roll in the game, and felt like just it was a really good team effort there all the way.
Well, it was. And shouting out, I'm glad he did that, too. He shouted out the 2 unsung heroes of that game last night. Tyler Phillips for getting through those middle innings, and your guy, Johan, for the contribution.
Yeah, it's a team effort, man. And you know, I hear where you're coming from when you talk about the leader on the team or the MVP. That's what leaders do, man. And Kyle Schwarber, the whole time that he's been here, every time that he's talked, he's always talked about camaraderie and how, you know, it's different now than it was when he got into the league and how it's always about, you know, helping the young guys out and things of that nature. So, yeah, shout out to him for that.
Well, it was a great night for him. He shouted out those guys. And it does feel like the Phillies. I thought it on Monday, but, you know, you really – a lot of people needed to see a series victory before they felt the Phillies were back. Well, they get one over the Los Angeles Dodgers. Chris in Middletown is up. Hey, Chris.
Happy June, man.
What's up, Chris?
Hey, here's what's going on. Hugh Douglas.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Hey, listen, don't be grumpy today. You're about to get your crab dip tomorrow at Chesapeake Inn. You know, let me take care of you with that big old bowl of crab dip again. So you be happy. Be happy, Hugh, today, all right?
I am happy.
Be happy, Hugh.
I am happy, but I got to be real.
The truth. Yeah, Nick Foles should have his jersey retired by the Eagles.
I don't know, man. Like, listen, all right, Hugh, I like Nick Foles. I like Nick Foles, but I don't know. I know he did something we ain't done in a long time. I get that. I don't know about
that. And not in a long time, ever.
Yeah, you're right, ever.
Help me out here, Hugh. Walk over to Nick. Go pick that wet blanket up off him. All right. Let that man have his moment. All right.
I'm definitely gonna let him have his moment. It was just asked to me on the air when
you
I was talking to the radio.
You seem non-committal about number 9 getting retired.
No, I'm just saying, man. I'm just like sometimes I have to be the voice of reason, even if it makes people
reason. You know, here's what we're going to do. Chris, just hold on a second. Tucker, can you queue up for our next segment? We got to play some highlights from the Super Bowl. We got to get some Nick. Nick, we need to let Hugh hear what Nick Foles did. No. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, I mean, just a lot of shade throwing going on right there by Mr. Douglas. You know, I don't know. You don't want Nicky's number up in the rafters next to him.
Nick's going to be a Hall of Famer, no question about that.
Oh, he's an Eagles Hall of Famer for sure.
And he'll definitely be at the alumni dinner.
On the Eagles, man, you know, here's my take on the whole Wink thing. You know, here's what I feel like with the whole Wink thing with Jalen. I don't think Wink's going to be reaching out to Jalen because I think Wink was up in his feelings, and the reason why he threw Jalen under the bus is because, listen, he didn't get the job. Fangio got the job. He was applying for that same position, and I feel like it was his way of being like, oh, you want to give it to somebody else? Yeah, I'm going to share some of the secrets with the media about you know, the problems going on over here in this here place. You'd want to hire me. I feel like that's what he was doing. He's kind of like Hugh Douglas and like throwing a little bit of shade on the Eagles. You know what I mean? So,
Chris, I didn't even think about that angle. He was talked about as a candidate here. Obviously, they went with Fangio.
So he was in his feelings.
Well, yeah. I mean, because he's the only one, Chris, that put his name to the record in that story.
And of course, because he wanted to know where it came from. He was like, oh, you want to hire that cat over me? Okay. Yo, make sure you publish my name. You tell them where this came from. So that's kind of how I feel on it. Guys, let's talk about our Phillies real quick here because I know you're probably up against it. Dude, listen, bookend Dodgers series wins. We could put this all to rest. Our team's back. Dude, watching them last night, I got that. I told you the night before, I got that feeling. They're locked in again. The bullpen settled back down. Everybody settled back down. And Joe, you're a smart Phillies man because I jotted down in my little talking points for our phone call, Schwarber MVP. And what did you say about 10 minutes ago?
Schwarber is the Phillies MVP.
You watch. Here's what's going to happen. Hugh, he's going to be the MVP for the season because you know why? I feel like June didn't really hit this year. June's hitting in August. It's going to be hot August. If that happens, we're going to look back at the end of August and go, ooh, man, he is getting ready to go on a tear. So I'll take it, though. If Bryce wants to fight him for it and they want to go mano-a-mano all through the month of August and roll into the playoffs with it, out trying to slug each other, knock your socks off, man. I'll sit back, get my popcorn, and watch the show.
Oh, so, I can't wait. Chris, give us a guess for Hughes Clues. What do you got?
Tony Dungy.
That's a good guess, Chris. That's not it, but a good guess. Are we?
Real good guess.
All right, so we got a pair of good guesses there. Dick Vermeil, Tony Dungy. First clue for Hughes Clues today, a Super Bowl winning NFL coach. 215-592-9494. That is the number. Yes, I believe Kyle Schwarber is the Phillies MVP. In fact, I think we're at the point now where Schwarber's going to get actual NL MVP votes. I mean, Otani's the overwhelming favorite. We talked about the idea of Bryce a few weeks ago, you know, being in that mix. He's obviously fallen back.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, you know, at this rate, Schwarber's going to be on those ballots and get MVP votes. Schwarber, the Phillies MVP. Hurt Sirianni, who's under more pressure this year. And, yes, let's open up the conversation. Should the Eagles retire Nick Foles as number 9? It's a 1,000% yes for me. Hugh Douglas seems a little noncommittal on this. Not ready to say.
I'm being noncommittal about a whole lot of stuff.
I want to see 9 retired. Put number 9 up in the rafters. Nick Foles, should the Eagles retire his jersey? If you just hopped in, they have Nick Foles had the announcement this morning. He is retiring from the NFL. The Eagles are going to honor him. He's going to retire as an Eagle officially on September 16th, the home opener, real home opener, against the Atlanta Falcons. Yes, I want number 9 retired. 215-592-9494. We come back. Your calls, a second clue for Hughes Clues, and we'll play some Nick Foles highlights. Remember the greatness of when Foles was at his best as an Eagle. Right here on the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Tired of the same old burgers and hot dogs all summer long? Here's a helpful hint from me, Hugh Douglas. Try sliders with Hatfield Recipe Essentials. Ground pork and sausage with a variety of delicious flavors. There's something for everyone. Craving a spicy kick? I'm telling you, that chorizo, it is really, really good. But if you want an Asian flair, sesame soy ginger might be the way to go for you. For a taste of Italy, you got two choices. You got sweet or you got hot Italian. Or just keep it simple, people, with the simple classic ground pork. Make your summer sizzle with Hatfield. Visit simplyhatfield.com and find your flavor. Find your favorite flavor with Hatfield.
Foles running up and down the lines, a direct snap, and it goes to Clement, who gives it off to Burton, the tight end, who then throws in the end zone. Touchdown! Foles caught the ball on a touchdown pass of a yard by the tight end. What did we just see?
What we just saw was the Philly special. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. Yes, one of the great Nick Foles plays as an Eagle. As we got the announcement this morning, Nick Foles officially retiring from the NFL. Eagles going to have a special night for him when they host the Falcons coming up in the second game of the season here. 215-592-9494. A lot to discuss today. Foles, the retirement here. I think they should retire his jersey. How cool would it be that night if they just raised the number 9 up in the rafters?
No, and I'm pretty sure like a bunch of his teammates are going to come, like the ones that won the Super Bowl. I'm pretty sure if I don't know. Will ESPN be there for the Monday night game? I
mean, the game will be on ESPN.
Yeah, that, Captain, obviously. So, yeah, there'd be a lot of talk about Nick. I mean, rightfully so, man. No question about it. What Nick did for this city, it cannot be denied. I just don't know if his number is going to be retired, though.
He's obviously what his career and the way his career went. He's not a slam dunk case. Like Jason Kelce retires,
yeah.
That number's retired. Fletcher Cox, that number's retired. These are great players. I mean, in the case of Kelce, he's going to be a Pro Football Hall of Famer. That's an easy one. Hugh, the Nick Foles thing is his career. It almost defies logic because in some instances you would say, you know, other than like, I think you've kind of alluded to this. Other than a couple brief moments, it was a very blah career. Right, he's a third round pick. He had one good year, backup starter. But when he wore this uniform,
he was special.
He was special.
You know what's funny? Because this was the kind of the knock that I had on Kurt Warner initially when he played. Because initially, when he was with the Rams, it was the system. It was the same thing that basically was said about Jalen Hurts. It's the system. It's the coach. Yada yada yada. Till he went to Arizona, and he went to the Super Bowl.
He did it again. That put him in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Actually, Nick Foles has kind of a Kurt Warner light career. He wasn't
it's like Kirkland brand Kurt Warner.
It is. It's a good way to put it. Like he was, obviously wasn't as good as Kurt Warner, but he got hot for times, had a big season out of nowhere, and then fell back. I mean, I'm looking at some of the games that he had in the postseason. I mean, the two games back-to-back, NFC Championship game in the Super Bowl, NFC title game against Minnesota, 26-33, three touchdowns, 352 yards, zero picks, a 141.4 passer rating. Obviously, the Super Bowl against New England, 28-43, 373 yards, three touchdowns, one pick that went off Alshon's hands, 106.1 passer rating. The two games combined, NFC title game in the Super Bowl to bring a championship here, he threw for over 700 yards and six touchdowns.
And that's the thing, man. When you talk about his success in the teams that they were playing against, they threw the football.
Yeah.
Like, they put the game in his hands.
43 attempts in the Super Bowl.
And it's one of those things where that was the crazy part, because going back and thinking about that year and when it started playing against the Falcons, he didn't look that great throwing the football. He didn't look that great.
Mm-mm.
And as the this is what makes it so special, because I can guarantee you, I wasn't even here, but the conversations that were being had about him in that first playoff game, after that, people were dooming and glooming. We're doomed. We're not going to get it done, yada, yada, yada. And he just balled out from that point all the way to the Super Bowl.
So the crazy part about, you mentioned the first playoff game against the Falcons, right? I thought he was poor in the first half. And the second half, it wasn't.
It started to get better.
Yeah, it wasn't dynamic, but he was more efficient. Like, I think his completion percentage was pretty high in that second half. The first half, Tucker, when he threw one of the passes early up into the wind and it just like was like a duck. And then he almost threw the ball off of Keanu Neal's, or to Keanu Neal, went off his knee. It looked choppy in that first half.
And remember the 2 weeks leading into that, because they had the bye, there were legitimate questions as to whether Nate Sudfeld should start, because the offense really struggled against Oakland.
Yep.
On Christmas night, and then they got shut out in the one quarter they played against the Cowboys in Week 18, where they kind of rested the starters the rest of the way. But Doug Peterson had to answer legitimate questions for 2 weeks about what do you do if Nick Foles struggles. Like, do you take Nick Foles out as Nate Sudfeld, a guy who could see playing time because Foles has struggled so bad?
4 weeks later, he's a Super Bowl MVP, which is just amazing. 215-592-9494. All right, Hugh, before we go back to the phone lines, lot to react to here. Schwarber, I believe, is the Phillies MVP. Should they retire number 9 for Nick Foles? And hurt Sirianni, who is under more pressure this season. But Hugh, I think people need a second clue for Hugh's Clues. We have two great prizes to give away today. One $50 gift card to the Chesapeake Inn. And, of course, a four-pack of tickets to Fanatics Fest up in New York City next weekend. Hugh, first clue was?
He was a Super Bowl-winning coach.
All right, what about clue two?
Clue two is he coached at least 5 Hall of Fame players. At least 5.
Oh,
maybe more.
So he had some stars.
Yeah, he had some ballers.
All right, at least 5 Hall of Famers this guy coached in his career. Bruce is in D.C. Hey, Bruce.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Good morning. How are you? How's everybody doing?
Oh, we're good, Bruce. What's up, pal?
Hey, well, I got a couple of things. So start off with the Jalen, and just a quick note on the Phillies. So with this Jalen controversy thing, look, you know what? It's not over. It will never be over. I've been seeing this all season long. I mean, they're doing the kumbaya thing, and just trying to. Aside from that, I think Jalen is putting his best foot forward to be a better teammate, player and quarterback. But as far as firing, I said this before. There's no way in the world the Eagles are going to let Jalen go. Even if the Eagles have a successful season, I still think they're going to let Sirianni go because it's all about a continuity thing. Jalen is all about continuity, and Kellen is going to slide into that role. So if they do have a good season and they run the risk of having an OC out of there, then with him being a head coach, that stabilizes the team and that problem goes away.
Well, Bruce, to that point, that's why I think Sirianni is in almost a no-win situation. If they struggle, he's out of here. I think he's fired.
Right.
But if the offense explodes, I mean, Bruce, this and Hugh, this could be a thing. If let's say the Eagles have the number one offense in the NFL, okay? And after the season, there's a lot of rumors out there, like, you know, whatever team needs a coach, they want Kellen Moore as their coach.
Mm-hmm.
You know the conversation here is going to be, should they let Sirianni go and just make Kellen Moore the head coach, Bruce, so they keep the continuity? That could be a real thing.
See, that is my point. You just nailed my point. They are not going to let Kellen go. Sirianni is gone regardless of what, because everyone knows that Sirianni does not have a strategic bone in his body. If they do have problems, Sirianni's not going to fix it. He doesn't have that level of leadership and bona fides to do that. So I'll just leave it right where it is, but you just solidified my point. On to the Phillies real quickly. I don't think that they're totally back. And here's what I'm concerned at. I'm concerned about the power outage between Harper and
Turner.
And Turner.
Yep.
And Turner. Those guys, they have got to get better down the road. But I do love the pitching. And this has been really little talked about. I love how they shut down Ohtani, to include the bullpen. They have done a really good job. So it looks like the pitching is coming back around. But those three players, I'm telling you, I want to see more of Sosa. Sosa's turnout. I'm going to tell you, Scott better be careful. If he keeps this up, he's going to go to Rhea Kingery. And Sosa will mess around and slide into his spot if he doesn't get himself together.
He could lose playing time. I mean, I'm not worried it's becoming as bad as Kingery and him end up back in the minor leagues, but he certainly could lose playing time, Bruce. There's no question about that, especially against lefties, because Sosa has produced. Bruce, we appreciate the phone call. Yeah, I mean, Hugh, we talked about it yesterday with Sosa playing more. If Stott doesn't wake up, Sosa could get more playing time.
Yeah, because now you're looking at you're trying to, I guess for lack of a better way to say it, piecemeal this offense together
so
that you can get some production. And if you got different interchangeable parts there that are getting the production that you're looking for, then you got to do what you got to do.
Well, you do. And right now, the bottom line is this. If Schwarber and Harper and Turner are hitting, they'll give guys more time to figure it out. But when they have these spots where they're not hitting, they have to get more offense in the lineup. And that's why I thought last night yesterday on the show that Sosa's got to get more playing time. But obviously last night was about Schwarber, and I think he is this team's MVP. All right, let's grab Fabian in here, because Fabian's got to set the record straight here with Hugh Douglas. What's up, Fabian?
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
Gotcha, Fabian. What's up,
Fabian?
Morning, guys. Hey, Hugh.
Yes.
This is Hugh. I had a slam dunk case, man, against you and John Rich, defamation of character. He got you out here looking like you owe people money, man.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Yeah. But look, I was going to represent you until I heard what you said about Nick Foles, man.
Fabian, wait.
Tell him, Fabian.
Like, we have to stop. Like, it's okay to disagree. It's not, I'm not hating.
No,
I'm just.
It is okay to disagree, but it's also okay to say you're wrong.
I'm not hating. I'm just putting the case up. Like, he had a hell of a run in the Super Bowl and got us a Super Bowl. He won us our first Super Bowl ever in life, something that I did not do. I get it. But when I'm going to let you speak. Give me one more. Plea. I'm pleading my case. One more thing. But it's like, it's okay for me to say that I don't think that his number should be retired. He got held. The man got a statue out in front of the building.
And the number's got to be retired. Double up. Fabian, tell him.
You got to understand, man. Nick Foles is to the Eagles what Joe Namath is to the Jets. I mean, look how long they stretched that guy. That guy got one Super Bowl. Look how
Hold on, Fabian.
I mean, that's a good comp.
That is not a good comp.
Sure it is.
Joe Namath guaranteed a Super Bowl win.
And Nick Foles beat Tom Brady.
It's not. Listen.
But no, I think the point is it's the one moment, right? The franchise had moment.
Yeah,
one
but
moment.
Joe Namath was a better quarterback all around.
In his moment, in his era, sure. Yeah, he was. But that being said, how do you not retire the one quarterback that's won a Super Bowl jersey?
Like this is the issue that I have with it. Like, it's not so much an issue, but Fabian, going back to that game against the Atlanta Falcons, I'm asking you to do something that you probably haven't thought about in years. But how did you feel about Nick Foles' play after that game?
Yeah, I mean, after that game, that game was down to the wire. Mm-hmm. I mean, if it wasn't for Julio, you know, not coming down with that catch, I mean, we'd be looking at a different scenario.
And that's like, listen, that's all I'm saying. Nick Foles caught lightning in a bottle. Nick Foles did something that I did not do in my career at all. I understand all that. It's not hating, but when I look at that, there was a lot of Eagle fans that when Nick Foles went on that run, they were real skeptical at the beginning.
But isn't that with any player that goes on a run before they do it? You kind of wonder if they can.
Well, no, a player in the position that he was in.
Yeah.
Yes, but I don't think that it would have been the same level of skepticism if it would have been Carson Wentz, because Carson Wentz was on a Hall of Fame pace. He's MVP. On MVP pace. Yeah.
I think they would have lost if Foles was if Wentz was the quarterback. I don't think they'd beat Bill Belichick in the Super Bowl.
Like, you just, don't think so?
No, Shay.
He was balling.
Yeah, but I think Belichick would ate him alive. Fabian, I the way Foles played in that, especially the last two playoff games, is as good as I've ever seen anyone play in moments like that.
Yeah, I agree. And you got to understand, man. The first franchise Super Bowl, you know, as much as you might not agree, Hugh, they're gonna do it. I can see them doing it.
Well, I'm excited for it to come so soon, right? It's going to be September 16th against the Falcons, so we're going to probably get our answer there. Fabian, we appreciate the phone call. Yeah, and Hugh, you're right. I mean, the feeling in town, and Tucker described it, leading up to the postseason was nervousness. It was nervousness because they had lost Wentz, and at that point, you're right, Wentz had played great that season.
Wentz was on an MVP. Wentz would have been the MVP of the league that year, no question about
it. He would have, and he went down, and I remember the feeling in the city was just, it was like a dark cloud went over almost everybody. Ike and John Marks at the time were probably the most optimistic that it could still work out and they could make a run. But most people didn't feel that way. And then he didn't play great against Oakland and the Dallas one quarter he played or whatever, one series he played. There was pessimism. And then, the first half against the Falcons was blah, but then he finished strong. But then that title game, it almost like it built week in, week out. Like,
no, he got better. No question.
And the title game against Minnesota, he didn't just play good. I mean, this play in particular felt like you knew it. Like when early on they had the pick six by Patrick Robinson, but this was like the floodgates opened and you knew they were going to go to the Super Bowl.
First and 10 at the 41. Clement, the single setback. Three receivers right, one left. They come right back. It's a flea flicker. Back to Foles. He's going deep down the far side of the field. And it is caught. Touchdown! Torrey Smith, 41 yards.
It's about to get turned up in here.
I love Merrill's reaction there. You felt it like, oh, my goodness. Was that right after halftime or right before halftime?
It was right after halftime.
They had the
long pass to Jeffrey right before halftime.
It was one of those two where it kind of hit me that the game is over. Because, I mean, they were winning. They were up, but it wasn't like the game was over. Right around those two touchdowns, Tucker, I was like, it's over. They're going to the Super Bowl.
It was a weird feeling that there's still 26 minutes left in this game, but it doesn't matter. Like, Case Keenum is not leading the Vikings back from, 31-7.
No shot. Let's go to Miles at Fishtown. Hey, Miles.
Yo, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Miles?
Yes. Unquestionably, Nick Foles' number should be retired. And it's not because he had one good season and then was kind of mediocre, whatever. During the most important stretch of this franchise's history, he was the best player we could have possibly asked for. The NFC Championship game was almost a better game to watch than the Super Bowl because it was a blowout. We were down 7-0 to start. Oh, no, what's going to happen? And then he ripped them apart. He took this explosive offense that the Vikings had, just the defense nullified, and he just scored an amazing plays. And then in the Super Bowl, he outdueled Tom Brady. This was the same exact – it's a similar argument when y'all were asking who belongs on the Phillies Mount Rushmore. Is Bryce Harper there? Whatever. I called in, and I said, Cole Hamels won World Series MVP and NLCS MVP. The most important player during the most important stretch is someone who's remembered forever and someone who should be honored forever. I refuse to hear anybody, including you, Hugh, as much as I respect you, I refuse to hear anybody who says he does not deserve to have his number retired. I thought the statue was a little much. The statue's a little much.
Wait a minute, hold up. The statue's too much, but the number is
well,
not.
Well, the statue almost became, because it was like a Bud Light thing.
I'll tell you, Bob, the
statue wasn't fully an Eagles creation, and they partnered with someone,
okay,
right?
Okay, I got you.
The number would be all Eagles. Like, that would be Jeff Lurie's decision to do that.
Hey, Miles, I tell you what, man. That's a compelling argument, and I liked your passion. You kind of won me over with that one. He really did.
And I got to tell you, the thing that I like more about the number than the statue is the coach who's a part of that with the statue was gone 2 years later.
Yeah.
2 years later.
It was like it's one of those things, man, where it was a special moment that you cannot deny. You cannot deny it.
And then you think about the next season. The only reason Nick Foles wasn't at least in another Super Bowl was the only reason he had a single demerit in the Super Bowl. Alshon Jeffrey missed the catch. And no shade on Alshon. He was a big reason we made it at all. But Alshon Jeffrey was the reason that we didn't advance in that game against the Saints. And it was also the reason Nick Foles had a single blemish in his Super Bowl.
Well, you're right about that, Miles. And it created, and Miles, we always appreciate the phone call. I mean, Hugh, that's always one of my favorite what-ifs in, I mean, Philadelphia sports history, Eagles history, but it could be NFL history. If Alshon catches the ball in New Orleans in the divisional round in 2018, you know, January 2019, what happens to the Eagles franchise? Because obviously if they win the game, they go to the NFC title game and play the Rams. If they win that game in Los Angeles and go back to the Super Bowl, there's no way they're moving on from a quarterback that just took them to back-to-back Super Bowls. Yeah. They're trading Wentz.
Yeah. I mean, it's unfortunate that his story was written the way it is written. But yeah, Nick was he was special while I was here. No question about that. Miles made a compelling argument, though. Like, that was pretty compelling.
Well, he was the most important player in the most important moment. The other thing that sticks to me is, if they had won another Super Bowl since Foles, I think I'd have a little bit less strong feeling they should retire it. Like, if it was more of an organizational thing, right? If they won it 2 years ago when Jalen was there and they almost beat Mahomes, it'd be like, yeah, that was the first and that's special. But, you know, this is an Eagles thing. They're now a Super Bowl winning team all the time. When's the next one coming? I mean, we hope it's this year, but I don't know.
Yeah, man, and I tell you, like, being a guy that went and being in that moment and then to have the moment happen, what, like 10 to 12 years later, something like that, it just tells you how hard it is to do. So, like I said, Miles, that was a compelling argument because it makes sense. What you're saying makes sense because it's not so much about his body of work. It's about the moment that he was in. So, I commend you for that. You kind of won me over with that because now that I think about it, you're right. It is the moment, and he was the right guy for that moment.
The other thing I think about is I'd feel weird if I were as a player moving forward wearing 9, right? If they don't retire it, who do you give 9 to next? It's I know numbers.
Well, not Josh Sweat.
Well, not Josh. He asked for it, right? And they said no? I know numbers are, they've skewed they changed it, right? Anyone could basically wear any number now. But 9, you think of a quarterback, right? 9's
or a punter.
Yeah, 9 is primarily a quarterback or like a kicker punter number. I don't know, like down the line, would you want to wear 9 if you were an Eagles quarterback? I would not want to wear it.
I would wear number 9. I wouldn't think twice about Nick Foles, to be totally honest, if I wanted
to
wear.
Yeah, but when I would. I mean, like, because you look in the crowd. Yeah, if you're a quarterback, you look in the crowd, there's a bunch of 9s. That's not your jersey.
Yeah, I mean, I hear what you're saying. I mean, and there's something to having that number, you know, having it. I think it would probably be more, like, because I think as a player, because just like for me, when I went to New York, the first, like, they wouldn't let me wear 53, so I said 99 was the first number that popped in my head.
Right.
Didn't think about Mark Gastineau at all. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I would think that if it was my rookie year and if it was a number that I wore, that wouldn't be my first thought is to think about Nick Foles. That's all I'm saying.
Let's go to Mick, who's up on WIP. Hey, Mick.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Haven't talked to you in a while. I've been traveling.
It has been a while, Mick. How you been?
I've been pretty good. I don't have my notes. I'm not home. So I'm in my son's basement in Connecticut. But I have an apology. I have a comment. I have a question. I have a shout-out. And I have a Hughes Cruise guest.
Okay. Let's you know what?
It's a lot.
Let's go in order. Reel them off.
It's quick. I'll be quick. The apology is to Tucker because I haven't really been listening to you guys. I apologize because we've been listening to our Shure 2024 playlist. So I called Tucker Kyle, and I want to apologize.
Oh, that's all right. I mean, he I'm sure.
I've been called worse things.
Yeah, I'm sure he didn't take it personally, Mick. I'm sure that's okay. All right, so we got the apology out of the way. What do we got next?
My comment is, I saw an interview with Kyle Schwarber and Alec Bohm earlier this year where Bohm referred to Schwarber as his baseball dad. You know, and there seemed to be, like, Schwarber was, like, humble about it. But I think if you would take a vote now in the Phillies clubhouse, I think you would find that most players would vote for Schwarber MVP. I mean, his numbers are comparable. They could be better than Harper's by the end of the year. So I think, yeah, I agree that that's the deal.
And I think they all look at him as the leader of the team. You know, MVP is a unique kind of compliment, but he's the leader of that team for sure.
Yeah, he has a championship.
Yep.
And I have a question. I know I've heard that there was a polygraph thing, but I didn't get Hugh's results. So I want to know if the TO question was asked of Hugh during the polygraph.
Was the TO question asked during the polygraph?
It was.
Yes, it was.
And was the response appropriate?
Well, Hugh passed with flying colors.
It was an appropriate response from my.
I think Hugh was the only one here, Mick, that got total truth without any questions on all of his answers. I mean, he's a truth teller.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, we think he may be crazy, but he believes what he says. That's all that matters.
Thinking I'm crazy is crazy.
That's great. My shout out is to BDN, and it's just a comment to Hugh. You can't measure a man's worth by the length of his brilliance. I think Nick Foles, when he played for the Eagles, was fantastic and amazing, and I could justify retiring his number just on that.
Mick, I think that's well said. And I think, and Mick, appreciate the phone call. Hugh, if it was only the postseason, I think it'd be harder. But, regular season, he has the highest passer rating in the history of the franchise.
Yeah. I mean, I get where you're coming from. Because when I think of Nick Foles, to be honest, because you have a season after the fact
There was some of 2017, some of 2018, but he also had 2013 where he made a Pro Bowl as the Eagles starting quarterback.
When I think of Nick Foles, full transparency, I think about that Super Bowl run and what he was, because he was a backup to Carson Wentz, who was balling, and he became the starter, and it was rocky for him. And that's kind of how, for me, it plays out in my mind. You have a year after that and some more. You have a little bit more history with Nick Foles than I do, because I wasn't here during that time when he was the Eagles.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run! Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It is, but you just solidified my point. On to the Phillies real quickly. I don't think that they're totally back. And here's what I'm concerned at. I'm concerned about the power outage between Harper and
Turner.
And Turner. Those guys, they have got to get better down the road. But I do love the pitching. And this has been really little talked about. I love how they shut down Ohtani, to include the bullpen. They have done a really good job. So it looks like the pitching is coming back around. But those three players, I'm telling you, I want to see more of Sosa. Sosa's turned out. I'm going to tell you, Scott better be careful. If he keeps this up, he's going to go to Rhea Kingery, and Sosa will mess around and slide into his spot if he doesn't get himself together.
He could lose playing time. I mean, I'm not worried it's becoming as bad as Kingery and him end up back in the minor leagues, but he certainly could lose playing time, Bruce. There's no question about that, especially against lefties, because Sosa has produced. Bruce, we appreciate the phone call. Yeah, I mean, Hugh, we talked about it yesterday with Sosa playing more. If Stott doesn't wake up, Sosa could get more playing time.
Yeah, because now you're looking at you're trying to, I guess for lack of a better way of saying it, piecemeal this offense together so that you can get some production. And if you got different interchangeable parts there that are getting the production that you're looking for, then you got to do what you got to do.
Well, you do. And right now, the bottom line is this. If Schwarber and Harper and Turner are hitting, they'll give guys more time to figure it out. But when they have these spots where they're not hitting, they have to get more offense in the lineup. And that's why I thought last night, or yesterday on the show, that Sosa's got to get more playing time. But obviously last night was about Schwarber, and I think he is this team's MVP. All right, let's grab Fabian in here, because Fabian's got to set the record straight here with Hugh Douglas. What's up, Fabian?
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
Gotcha, Fabian. What's up,
Fabian?
Morning, guys. Hey, Hugh.
Yes.
This is Hugh. I had a slam dunk case, man, against you and John Rich, defamation of character. He got you out here looking like you owe people money, man.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Yeah. Well, look, I was going to represent you until I heard what you said about Nick Foles, man.
Fabian, wait.
Tell him, Fabian.
Like, we have to stop. Like, it's okay to disagree. It's not, I'm not hating.
No,
I'm just.
It is okay to disagree, but it's also okay to say you're wrong.
I'm not hating. I'm just putting the case up. Like, he had a hell of a run in the Super Bowl and got us a Super Bowl. He won us our first Super Bowl ever in life. Something that I did not do. I get it. But when you say, I'm going to let you speak. Give me one more. I'm pleading my case. One more thing. But it's like, it's okay for me to say that. I don't think that his number should be retired. He got held. The man got a statue out in front of the building.
And the number's got to be retired. Double up. Fabian, tell him.
You got to understand, man. Nick Foles is to the Eagles what Joe Namath is to the Jets. I mean, look how long they stretched that guy. That guy got one Super Bowl. Look how
Hold on, Fabian.
I mean, that's a good comp.
That is not a good comp.
Sure it is.
Joe Namath guaranteed a Super Bowl win.
And Nick Foles beat Tom Brady.
It's not. Listen.
But no, I think the point is it's the one moment, right? The franchise had moment.
Yeah,
one
but
moment.
Joe Namath was a better quarterback all around.
In his moment, in his era, sure. Yeah, he was. But that being said, how do you not retire the one quarterback that's won a Super Bowl jersey?
Like this is the issue that I have with it. Like, it's not so much an issue, but Fabian, going back to that game against the Atlanta Falcons, I'm asking you to do something that you probably haven't thought about in years. But how did you feel about Nick Foles' play after that game?
Yeah, I mean, after that game, that game was down to the wire. Mm-hmm. I mean, if it wasn't for Julio, not coming down with that catch, I mean, we'd be looking at a different scenario.
And that's all I'm saying. Nick Foles caught lightning in a bottle. Nick Foles did something that I did not do in my career at all. I understand all that. It's not hating, but when I look at that, there was a lot of Eagle fans that when Nick Foles went on that run, They were real skeptical at the beginning.
But isn't that with any player that goes on a run before they do it? You kind of wonder if they can.
Well, no, not a player in the position that he was in.
Yeah.
Yes, but I don't think that it would have been the same level of skepticism if it would have been Carson Wentz, because Carson Wentz was on a Hall of Fame pace.
Not a Hall of Fame pace.
He's MVP. On MVP pace.
Yeah. I think they would have lost if Foles was if Wentz was the quarterback. I don't think they'd beat Bill Belichick in the Super Bowl.
Like, you don't think so?
No shot.
He was balling.
Yeah, but I think Belichick would ate him alive. Fabian, I just the way Foles played in that, especially the last two playoff games, is as good as I've ever seen anyone play in moments like that.
Yeah, I agree. And you got to understand, man, the first franchise Super Bowl, you know, as much as you might not agree, Hugh, they're going to do it. I can see them doing it.
Well, I'm excited for it to come so soon, right? It's going to be September 16th against the Falcons, so we're going to probably get our answer there. Fabian, we appreciate the phone call. Yeah, and Hugh, you're right. I mean, the feeling in town, and Tucker described it, leading up to the postseason was nervousness. It was nervousness because they had lost Wentz, and at that point, you're right, Wentz had played great that season.
Wentz was on an MVP. Wentz would have been MVP of the league that year, no question about it.
He would have, and he went down, and I remember the feeling in the city was just, it was like a dark cloud went over almost everybody. Ike and John Marks at the time were probably the most optimistic that it could still work out and they could make a run, but most people didn't feel that way. And then he didn't play great against Oakland and the Dallas one quarter he played or whatever, one series he played. There was pessimism. And then, the first half against the Falcons was blah, but then he finished strong. But then that title game, it almost like it built week in, week out.
He got better. No question.
And the title game against Minnesota, he didn't just play good. I mean, he this play in particular felt like you knew it. Like when early on they had the pick six by Patrick Robinson, but this was like the floodgates opened and you knew they were going to go to the Super Bowl.
First and 10 at the 41. Clement the single setback. Three receivers right, one left. They come right back. It's a flea flicker. Back to Foles. He's going deep down the far side of the field. And it is caught. Touchdown! Torrey Smith, 41 yards.
It's about to get turned up in here.
I love Merrill's reaction there. You felt it like, oh, my goodness. Was that right after halftime or right before halftime?
It was right after halftime.
They had the
long pass to Jeffrey right before halftime.
It was one of those two where it kind of hit me that the game is over. Because, I mean, they were winning, they were up, but it wasn't like the game was over. Right around those two touchdowns, Tucker, I was like, it's over. They're going to the Super Bowl.
It was a weird feeling that there's still 26 minutes left in this game, but it doesn't matter. Like, Case Keenum is not leading the Vikings back from, 31-7.
No shot. Let's go to Miles at Fishtown. Hey, Miles.
Yo, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Miles?
Yes. Unquestionably, Nick Foles' number should be retired. And it's not because he had one good season and then was kind of mediocre, whatever. During the most important stretch of this franchise's history, he was the best player we could have possibly asked for. The NFC Championship game was almost a better game to watch than the Super Bowl because it was a blowout. We were down 7-0 to start. Oh, no, what's going to happen? And then he ripped them apart. He took this explosive offense that the Vikings had, just the defense nullified, and he just scored an amazing plays. And then in the Super Bowl, he outdueled Tom Brady. This was the same exact – it's a similar argument when y'all were asking who belongs on the Phillies' Mount Rushmore. Is Bryce Harper there? Whatever. I called in, and I said, Cole Hamels won World Series MVP and NLCS MVP. The most important player during the most important stretch is someone who's remembered forever and someone who should be honored forever. I refuse to hear anybody, including you, Hugh, as much as I respect you, I refuse to hear anybody who says he does not deserve to have his number retired. I thought the statue was a little much. The statue's a little much.
Wait a minute, hold up. The statue's too much, but the number is not.
Well, the statue almost became, because it was like a Bud Light thing.
I tell you, Miles, the
statue wasn't fully an Eagles creation, and they partnered with someone, right?
Okay, I got you.
The number, wait a second, Miles. The number would be all Eagles. Like, that would be Jeff Lurie's decision to do that.
Hey, Miles, I tell you what, man. That's a compelling argument, and I liked your passion. You kind of won me over with that one. He really did.
And I got to tell you, the thing that I like more about the number than the statue is the coach who's a part of that with the statue was gone 2 years later.
Yeah.
2 years later.
It was like it's one of those things, man, where it was a special moment that you cannot deny. You cannot deny it.
And then you think about the next season. The only reason Nick Foles wasn't at least in another Super Bowl was the only reason he had a single demerit in the Super Bowl, Alshon Jeffrey missed the catch. And no shade on Alshon. He was a big reason we made it But Alshon Jeffrey was the reason that we didn't advance in that game against the Saints. And it was also the reason Nick Foles had a single blemish in his Super Bowl.
Well, you're right about that, Miles. And it created, and Miles, we always appreciate the phone call. I mean, Hugh, that's always one of my favorite what-ifs in, I mean, Philadelphia sports history, Eagles history, but it could be NFL history. If Alshon catches the ball in New Orleans in the divisional round in 2018, you know, January 2019, what happens to the Eagles franchise? Because obviously, if they win the game, they go to the NFC title game and play the Rams. If they win that game in Los Angeles and go back to the Super Bowl, there's no way they're moving on from a quarterback that just took them to back-to-back Super Bowls. Yeah. They're trading Wentz.
Yeah. I mean, it's unfortunate that his story was written the way it is written. But, yeah, Nick was he was special while I was here. No question about that. Miles made a compelling argument, though. Like, that was pretty compelling.
Well, he was the most important player in the most important moment. The other thing that sticks to me is, if they had won another Super Bowl since Foles, I think I'd have a little bit less strong feeling they should retire it. Like, if it was more of an organizational thing, right? If they won it 2 years ago when Jalen was there and they almost beat Mahomes, it'd be like, yeah, that was the first and that's special, but, you know, this is an Eagles thing. They're now a Super Bowl winning team all the time. When's the next one coming? I mean, we hope it's this year, but I don't know.
Yeah, man, and I'll tell you, like, being a guy that went and being in that moment and then to have the moment happen, what, like 10 to 12 years later, something like that, it just tells you how hard it is to do. So, like I said, Miles, that was a compelling argument because it makes sense. What you're saying makes sense because it's not so much about his body of work. It's about the moment that he was in. So, I mean, I commend you for that. You kind of won me over with that because now that I think about it, you're right. It is the moment, and he was the right guy for that moment.
The other thing I think about is I'd feel weird if I were as a player moving forward wearing 9, right? If they don't retire it, who do you give 9 to next? It's I know numbers.
Well, not Josh Sweat.
Well, not just he asked for it, right? And they said no. I know numbers are they've skewed the. I mean, they changed it, right? Anyone could basically wear any number now. But 9, you think of a quarterback, right? 9's
or a punter.
Yeah, 9 is primarily a quarterback or like a kicker punter number. I don't know. Like down the line, would you want to wear 9 if you were an Eagles quarterback? I would not want to wear.
I would wear number 9. I wouldn't think twice about Nick Foles, to be totally honest. If I wanted to wear.
Yeah, but when I would, I mean, like, because you look in the crowd. Yeah, if you're a quarterback, you look in the crowd. There's a bunch of 9s. They're not your. That's not your jersey.
Yeah, I mean, I hear what you're saying. I mean, and there's something to having that number. You know, having it. I think it would probably be more like because I think as a player, because just like for me, when I went to New York, the first like they wouldn't let me wear 53. So I said 99 was the first number that popped in my head.
Right.
Didn't think about Mark Gastineau at all. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I would think that if it was my rookie year and if it was a number that I wore, that wouldn't be my first thought is to think about Nick Foles. That's all I'm saying.
Let's go to Mick, who's up on WIP. Hey, Mick.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Haven't talked to you in a while. I've been traveling.
It has been a while, Mick. How you been?
I've been pretty good, and I don't have my notes. I'm not home, so I'm in my son's basement in Connecticut, but I have an apology, I have a comment, I have a question, I have a shout-out, and I have a Hughes Cruise guest.
Okay, let's you know what?
It's a lot.
Let's go in order. Reel them off.
It's quick. I'll be quick. The apology is to Tucker, because I haven't really been listening to you guys. I apologize, because we've been listening to our Shure 2024 playlist. So I called Tucker Kyle, and I want to apologize.
Oh, that's all right. I mean, he I'm sure.
I've been called worse things.
Yeah, I'm sure he didn't take it personally, Mick. I'm sure that's okay. All right, so we got the apology out of the way. What do we got next?
My comment is, I saw an interview with Kyle Schwarber and Alec Boehm earlier this year where Boehm referred to Schwarber as his baseball dad. You know, and there seemed to be, like, Schwarber was, like, humble about it. But I think if you would take a vote now in the Phillies clubhouse, I think you would find that most players would vote for Schwarber MVP. I mean, his numbers are comparable. They could be better than Harper's by the end of the year. So I think, yeah, I agree that that's
That's the deal.
And I think they all look at him as the leader of the team. Yeah, MVP is a unique kind of compliment, but he's the leader of that team for sure.
Yeah, he has a championship.
Yep.
And I have a question. I know I've heard that there was a polygraph thing, but I didn't get Hugh's results. So I want to know if the TO question was asked of Hugh during the polygraph.
Was the TO question asked during the polygraph?
It was.
Yes, it was.
And was the response appropriate?
Well, Hugh passed with flying colors.
It was an appropriate response from my
I think Hugh is the only one here, Mick, that got total truth without any questions on all of his answers. I mean, he's a truth teller.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, we think he may be crazy, but he believes what he says. That's all that matters.
Thinking I'm crazy is crazy.
That's great. That's true. All right, my shout-out is to BDN, and it's just a comment to Hugh. You can't measure a man's worth by the length of his brilliance. I think Nick Foles, when he played for the Eagles, was fantastic and amazing. And I could justify retiring his number just on that.
Mick, I think that's well said. And I think, and Mick, appreciate the phone call. Hugh, if it was only the postseason, I think it'd be harder. But, regular season, he has the highest passer rating in the history of the franchise.
Yeah. I mean, I get where you're coming from. Because when I think of Nick Foles, to be honest, because you have a season after the fact you're going off.
There was some of 2017, some of 2018, but he also had 2013 where he made a Pro Bowl as the Eagles starting quarterback.
When I think of Nick Foles, full transparency, I think about that Super Bowl run and what he was, because he was a backup to Carson Wentz, who was balling, and he became the starter, and it was rocky for him. And that's kind of how, for me, it plays out in my mind. You have a year after that and some more. You have a little bit more history with Nick Foles than I do, because I wasn't here during that time when he was the Eagles quarterback or anything like that. So I don't look at him like that. I look at him strictly off of his Super Bowl run.
The other thing to throw in the context of this is, look, we can just be real about it. The Eagles don't have a list of Hall of Fame quarterbacks that have played here, right? It's not like, the next, like Jordan Love, for example, with the Packers. He got a lot to live up to, right? Yeah. Like he's following Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers. And while Donovan was a very good quarterback, obviously Randall had some moments. There's not a lot here. I mean, Jaws was a good quarterback. Carson had a brief time of being a very good quarterback. Jalen's now had a brief time. There's not a runway of all these greats that have played here, so he stands out for what he did. 215-592-9494. Nick Foles officially made his retirement known this morning. We're reacting to it. They're going to have a special night for him coming up in early September against the Falcons. Should the Eagles retire Nick Foles' jersey? 215-592-9494. I believe they should. Number 9 to be retired. Is Schwarber the team MVP? I believe so. And more, of course, on Sirianni Hurts. Who's under more pressure this coming season? And Hughes Clues, pair of great prizes to give away. Super Bowl winning coach who coached at least 5 Hall of Famers. There's your first 2 clues. We'll come back, your phone calls, more on Foles, and some more on the preseason. What did Sirianni say yesterday? Playing the guys in the preseason. First game tomorrow night. We'll hit that next. Your calls, Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Everyone knows with Kyle Goes Yard, beers are on Kyle the next day, which means there's free beer today. Yes, it bars all over the Philly area. Get a free Philly standard, the tailgate beer, from Yards Brewing Company. Go to yardsbrewing.com to find participating bars, including Barnaby's Havertown with $5 Philly Standard cans and $4 Yards Philly Pale Ales for happy hour or Sunset Social in Center City. Also with $5 Philly Standard cans and movie night Wednesdays on their 60-foot screen. Yards Brewing Company, celebrating 30 years, made by Philly. Drink responsibly.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.